It's okay.
We're recording.
Oh, hey, podcast number two.
Welcome
what
to
up?
The pod.
YOLO. Woo.
From the stock.
What's
we're
stock?
Out of the usual location of Selena's basement.
Yeah, but both cities start with a W.
Yeah, so that's why this is the stock, and I guess Windsor can be the sore.
Okay.
Or the piece of shit we go
like
to school
a
in.
The Windsor.
The piece of shit.
Anyways. Thanks for coming back to listen to the second podcast.
And we had a lot of viewers on the yet-to-be-made Twitter site.
Yep.
Still.
And we had a lot of listens on the yet-to-be-posted podcast number
one. Yeah,
I
dropped the ball on that one. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Selena's sister heard some of it. She liked it.
It's funny, so.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
It's fine.
We still need a name, so. Open to suggestions for the name.
We said first one to call, and no one's called in yet.
No one's called in, or tweeted, or texted, probably because there's been no Twitter site yet.
Yep.
But there will be soon. Probably
at some point
tonight. I'll make it tonight after we play Catan and you guys go home.
Okay.
I'll do it. I swear to God. Right after I make my stuff, Selena says Twitter account, which we will talk about later in the episode.
Okay.
Go
on your little thing there so we can see what
we
have to
bring
talk
up
about.
We got to bring up the list. We're doing better technical difficulties.
Oh, I can't
this time,
read.
Hopefully.
I have to sit up now.
Welcome
to the podcast. No name. Enemies of the show. Let's go.
We're going to start. We're going to get right into it. Enemies of the show. Do you have anybody?
Yeah, I have an enemy of the show.
Well, you ladies first.
Well, I'm going to cut down on swearing, so I have to refrain. So, basically, I went to a One Direction concert last month. And this girl brought a sign to the concert that said, "Shut up, Liam." And it made Liam really sad. And after the show, when I got home, Liam had a tweet. And he tweeted about how sad he was. And he doesn't know what he's doing wrong to make all the fans upset. And he was really sad. And I was like, oh my gosh, Liam, I love you so much. And I'm heartbroken that you're heartbroken. Because when he's in pain, I'm in pain. Get it? Oh my God, that was so funny, Liam Payne. Sorry. That was awesome. That was a really funny joke that I just said.
You made a funny there.
So, cannot believe she actually took the time to make a Shut Up Liam sign and bring it to the concert I went to. It's no laughing matter, Ryan.
I thought it was pretty funny. If I was at that concert, I'm not going to lie, I probably would have laughed.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
My precious Liam. Had his heart broken at my
concert. Oh, he was not.
My concert when he thinks of Detroit.
It's not like he had a water bottle thrown at him
does
like Bieber did.
Bitch get bleeped? I'm sorry.
What?
Does bitch get bleeped? No, bitch doesn't get bleeped.
Bitch doesn't get bleeped, so you can say bitch all you want.
Yeah, they say it on
bitch,
Friends.
Bitch.
Okay, we're good. So
bitch,
that's
perfect.
That's another enemy of the show, along with that one soccer player we had. And Ryan, do you have an audition here?
The original first ever enemy of the show was last week, but I had an enemy long before that in Alexander Radulov. That fuck. I'll bleep it. I need to bleep him because he sucks. I hate him so much. Signs 2 years with the Predators and then leaves in the middle of his contract, comes back, plays 8 games, counts as a year, leaves again. And he was the first person to pull Kovalchuk after what Kovalchuk did, retiring from the NHL. And I think that goes to speak why you should pretty much never draft a Russian in the first round. And the
no,
fact that any NHL analysts said that Nashville was going to pick a Russian with their first pick this year, do you know anything about hockey? Like, what if it happened to Radulov? No, they would never do that. Stupid. I could totally work for TSN. Point being, Radulov, big time enemy of the show. Not ever welcome on the pod.
Stupid bitch.
Not welcome on the pod.
Shut up, Liam. They're not welcome enemies of the show.
No. Well, should we highlight what else is coming up on the show today?
Oh, summary. This is good.
Yes.
Ryan. Summary
them,
of the show.
Give them ahead of time so they know what to look forward to and possibly skip ahead. We have some producers here tonight for the first time.
Yeah, let's introduce them right now. Giordano and Noah. Giordano, say hi.
Hello, pod people. How's it going? My name is Giordano Liberti. I go to school with these two fine fellows. And I'm excited to be on the show. Fellow and lady, my apologies.
Ooh, lady, they don't throw that word around
loosely.
You
know, though,
that
I will not swear or do anything bad like Selena.
We'll judge if Selena's a lady.
Thank you, Jay.
Later in the pod when we get to one of the other topics. And our first ever guest of the show and friend of the show, Noah Brister.
Noah Twister Brister.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's good.
also known as Nipples Noah and Twister Brister. And more recently,
Double Fister Brister.
And most recently, Noah No Shame, Noah Shame Brister.
And we'll get to that
no
later
shame,
on.
All game.
So next up on the list, we're going to talk about
Let's
how
just
I swear
a rundown.
A lot.
We'll give him a rundown. Mouth. We got Noah as our first guest coming up later in the show. Selena's got a pretty bad potty mouth, as you may have heard in the first episode. Yep.
Then after, I have some pretty bold opinions about George Zimmerman, okay? I got to talk about
case.
That, get that off my chest.
Getting political. This is a real pod.
Yeah. I'm into the news.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Selena's mom, the Molson Canadian passport fridge, some politics, and a Dibs draft that you'll find out about. And as usual, our segments, YouTube Vids of the Week, TV themes, and Would You Rather. Still open for any other ideas for segments if you want to send in your ideas.
We're always open to trying new things.
Yep. Except, never mind. Moving on to topic number two.
I don't know what you were about to say, but I'll ask you later.
Selena has a pretty bad potty mouth, in case you heard last
time. So basically, during the last podcast, I didn't realize how much I swore. I didn't know it was an issue until we went to edit the podcast, and I was getting really frustrated.
It took like 3 hours
to edit
the podcast.
Yeah, it took me so long. And the thing is, the ratio of me swearing to you swearing was probably like
4 to 1.
Yeah, if not more, probably more than that. It was ridiculous. And then I was like, wow, I'm really embarrassed. Viewers are going to think I'm like a trucker. And so I was like, I need to cut down. So you're going to notice.
Here's the worst problem. The worst problem is she doesn't care that she swears that much. She just doesn't want to do the work to bleep it out.
That's so true.
If somebody else were to bleep it out, she'd be fine with her trucker mouth.
Yeah. Since it adds time.
Since it's her.
It takes away from my life, and I could be doing other things like YouTubing the Jonas Brothers. I have to be bleeping out my F-bombs. So you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing F-bombs anymore.
We'll see if it holds up.
Okay?
We'll see. Time will tell.
You know what? So far on this podcast, I've only said bitch.
Well, I
so that's allowed to say. Ryan dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, I did.
So my swear count is at zero.
But
bitch,
we agreed that we will each bleep out our own swear words.
Wait, that is an agreement. So far, you got a lot of work to do, my friend.
Well, I just
as in
have
one
I
word,
just
but
one,
still,
so
whatever.
That's not the 80 you had last week.
Next topic.
Oh, I just want to say I want to apologize to all our viewers. One of the swear words that was beeped out last week was just unacceptable for some to use.
Shut up, Ryan.
She did use a C-bomb.
And then you had to go and tell your mom about all my swearing.
I did have to tell
Maria. My
I thought she should know what kind of a girl is staying over at our house right now.
Well, yeah, she should judge you.
I didn't say the C-word.
You invited me here.
Well, yeah. I actually invited Noah and Giordano, and they needed a ride. So.
Okay. Okay,
so,
there.
I don't know what's going on with them right now. They seem to be snuggling on the bed.
I don't know. I think they're...
Oh, no. They're
it must be a holiday.
They're hiding... Oh, they're hiding in shame because they're embarrassed to be with you.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's getting frisky under there.
It's getting wild.
Noah's
pants are off. I don't want to know what's going on under there right now.
Okay, what do you want to do next?
Next is I'm going to talk about George Zimmerman. And I'm so livid about this whole case.
Mostly the Canadians who are mostly listen to this pod who don't know what's going on. Give them a unbiased outline before you say your opinion.
Let's do this, okay? So, George Zimmerman only in hockey.
Everything.
So, okay, George Zimmerman is a man. He lives in Florida. He was a neighborhood watch volunteer.
He's Mexican.
He's like Hispanic. Okay.
Mexican, same thing.
Sure. So he's going out one night. He's in his car. It's at night, it's dark, it's raining, and in his neighborhood, there's a history of robbers by young black males, okay? It's been happening in the neighborhood, it's been going down, okay?
Oh, there's a bleep. Oh, there you go.
Oh, darn. My first bleep.
There's a bleep.
Oh, darn. Okay.
But just so you know, the reason we bleep on this podcast is for the kids who listen.
Yeah, the
obviously.
Kids.
We want to be
Don
wholesale
Cherry
entertainment.
We'd make Don Cherry proud.
Set a good example.
So then he's in his car, ready to go.
Hashtag
then he sees this black kid walking.
Whoa,
I'm not African American.
Okay. African American.
This little African American boy. And when I say boy, I mean man, because he's big and tall and strong. And he's walking not on the sidewalk. He's looking suspicious, okay? He's looking suspicious.
How do you
suspicious.
Know he's strong?
Because he just was. I just know. Hey, let me. Let's go.
Good point, Giordano. Is he?
This okay. That's
is
for
he
you
suspicious
to decide. Okay,
because he's
that's for the jury
American?
To decide. Okay, listen.
Keeping
hey,
mind,
let me continue.
Keeping in mind, we can't hear you on the pod, so anything he says, we have to repeat.
Yeah, basically, Giordano's questioning my story right now. I'm just saying facts right now, okay? George Zimmerman, this guy looks suspicious to George Zimmerman. So then he called the cops, like the non-emergency line, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Ended up getting out of his car, started following him to see what was going on. And then something happened. Trayvon Martin, you know, punched George Zimmerman or whatever. They got into a nice big fight.
Oh.
He straddled him on the ground, started pounding his head against the cement. George Zimmerman's like, oh, no, I'm fearing for my life right now. I'm scared. Takes out his gun, shoots him, kid dies.
Hold on. He just happened to be carrying a gun with him.
Yeah.
They give neighborhood watch people guns.
No. They don't give them guns. He has a right to bear arms.
America.
Right, yeah, it's America, because they're idiots.
Why is there an A in
so,
America?
So, let's continue. The cops come. He claims self-defense. And they're like, all right, we'll let you go. Then the public went nuts. And then like, oh, well, the public's going crazy now, so now we have to arrest him. So then he goes on trial. Then all of America was like, oh, my God, justice for Trayvon, justice for Trayvon. This guy murdered him. This is ridiculous. He needs to be put away in jail for the rest of his life. People like this don't deserve to live. He's racist, blah, 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 blah.
It's pretty much all of the preachers in the southern states.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Really, everyone thinks he's a racist, mother effer. Well,
Who's the name of that main preacher dude?
Oh, Father Roach.
No, not Father Roach. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, get back to me. Maybe look it up. Let me know. We'll continue the pod.
I lost my train of thought. Thanks, guys. Where was I?
Al Sharpton. Reverend Al Sharpton. We'll post a link to Reverend Al Sharpton on the Twitter page when it gets created.
So then, George Zimmerman goes on trial. Now, he is the most hated man in America right now because he killed this kid out of self-defense, may I add. So, when you're in court, you have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that this happened. Now, some morons in Florida charged him with second-degree murder, which states that you have to have ill will, hatred, and spite towards the person when you kill them in order to be convicted. Okay.
Hey, Selena, how do you know so much about this case?
Because I'm following it. I was so into it at work.
When do you have the time?
At work. I do nothing. So. Yeah.
Chrysler.
Well, it's not my fault. They don't give me anything to do. Okay, so then, there is nothing in this case that even remotely points to him having ill will, hatred, and spite. Didn't even know this kid. He was 100% acting in self-defense. Everything, all the evidence points to that. There is nothing to suggest that he should be convicted of second-degree murder. Not even anything, okay? So then the prosecution's like, oh, no. I was going to say, you know, S-H-I-T, but...
Go ahead. You're only allowed
so
one
like,
bleep.
Oh,
that's
no.
Bad.
We effed up here. Clearly, we couldn't prove at all. I had to.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Clearly, we didn't prove anything in this case. So we're going to try and get him to be convicted of third-degree murder on... I don't know what the word is, but because of child abuse. They wanted
motive.
To claim child abuse and then say, hey, jury, we did a job with trying to prove second-degree murder. So you know what? Let's do child abuse and third murder, third-degree murder. And the judge was like, okay, no. Anyway, so obviously the jury said he was innocent. And then he's like, oh. And now everyone in America is like, oh, my God, my heart is breaking. I feel sick. This is so not fair. I cannot believe the injustice in this. Blah, 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 blah. George Zimmerman needs to go to jail. People, this needs to be made right. I'm saying, fuck you, all of you. This is bull. Okay? There's my explosion.
Beep, 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 beep.
America, all Americans are stupid idiots. Okay? Put me on record for saying this. Okay. Americans are stupid idiots.
We'll replay
in your
later.
Constitution, you can have a gun. You can act in self-defense and use deadly force against somebody, and it's fine. It's not breaking the law. You're allowed to do that. It's your rights.
Yeah, well,
so why the hell is this not fair? You guys need to get a reality check.
I think
this is bullshit,
we had
and it pisses me off.
Real problem is the fact that you can run around with any kind of guns you want, pretty much.
Yeah,
and there's nobody. And anytime anyone tries to talk about it, they're like, "Oh, we're gonna lose the election because they're gonna take away our right to bear arms."
No disrespect
and
to
our
Trayvon.
Right to have guns.
Poor kid.
And lots of people run around with arms.
Poor
that look
kid.
Like bears.
There's nothing he did wrong. He was just, you know, whatever. It sucked that it happened. George Zimmerman shouldn't have followed him. Whatever. But what happened happened. He was using self-defense. He was not violating any laws. So you know what? All America, go screw yourselves because you're all idiots and you're not speaking justice.
This is intense.
Okay, Giordano, he's saying what made him look suspicious. Yeah. And what my answer is that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about right
AKA,
now.
AKA, he was African American, is what Selena's saying.
No, it doesn't matter, though.
No, it does matter.
It does.
What made him follow?
Okay, let me get to the point.
Giordano is really questioning Selena right now.
Let me get to the point. Let me get to the point, okay?
They're already enemies after the game of Catan last night.
Okay, this is not no.
Right into
Giordano,
it.
What I'm saying is in court, you could not even a little bit prove that he was acting in ill will, hatred and spite against this kid. You cannot prove that at all. I'm not saying George Zimmerman's a saint.
Well,
he's
didn't
probably
know
guilty of using bad judgment. But what happened, American justice system, he's innocent, and nothing else matters. So I don't care. I don't care if he's being racist. I don't care if any of that. The fact is, it wasn't second-degree murder. So you, like everyone else in America, are not having a good sense right now for the law. So we can move on now, and let's move on.
Giordano's not happy. I think
how is that
I think
biased?
Executive producer Liberty is going to be
one second.
Sending you a harsh email to your BlackBerry
I'm
later.
That's not biased at all. Everyone else in America is biased.
She's not biased.
I'm
Are you
not,
saying she's
no.
biased because she's a white person? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's biased because she took my comment and said, it doesn't matter, this is what it is.
No, what I'm saying in...
Giordano thinks
Giordano,
she's biased
I'm
because she didn't listen to him. She's
in
not
the
biased.
Eyes of the
she's
law.
Just close-minded. Yeah,
no,
she's very close-minded.
Not.
Okay. I think that's probably enough on the Zimmerman pace.
Yeah.
Point being,
I got my rant out.
She got her rant out. She feels better. She dropped some F-bombs.
Yeah.
Insulted the country below us.
Absolutely.
And
sorry,
basically
America,
the
get
gun
your
laws.
Shit together. There's another.
I think
beef
this podcast will be a very anti-gun law podcast. We're taking a stand. Obama, get it done.
Yeah. You're all stupid for having guns, and you did this to yourselves. It's your own.
Yeah, I really hope you befriend an American.
Own fault.
To listen to this podcast. That'd be really interesting.
Whatever.
Never. Okay. We should do a video. Let's mix it up.
All right.
Let's mix it up. We'll do another because that was really, really dark right there. We went pretty dark.
But, you know,
political.
I was so into it. It was my first big news story I followed since I started getting into the news. So I was passionate.
Okay. Here we go. We're gonna do the YouTube video of the week. Here we go. It's no. She can watch
no,
now. This is
now.
The YouTube video of the week, and it's called "The Front Fell Off." We'll post it on the Twitter page after we play it. Here we go.
Senator Collins, thanks for coming in.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
This ship that was involved in the incident off Western Australia this week.
Yeah, the one the front fell off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not very typical. I'd like to make that point.
Well, how is it untypical?
Well, there are a lot of these ships going around the world all the time, and very seldom does anything like this happen. I just don't want people thinking that tankers aren't safe.
Was this tanker safe?
Well, I was thinking more about the other ones.
The ones that are safe?
Yeah, the ones the front doesn't fall off.
Well, if this wasn't safe, why did it have 80,000 tonnes of oil on it?
Well, I'm not saying it wasn't safe. It's just perhaps not quite as safe as some of the other ones.
Why?
Well, some of them are built so the front doesn't fall off at all. Well,
wasn't this built so the front wouldn't fall off?
Well, obviously not.
How do you know?
Well, because the front fell off and 20,000 tonnes of crude oil spilled into the sea caught fire. It's a bit of a giveaway. I just like to make the point that that is not normal.
Well, what sort of standards are these oil tankers built to?
Oh, very rigorous maritime engineering standards.
What sort of thing?
Well, the front's not supposed to fall off for a start.
What other things?
Well, there are regulations governing the materials that they can be made of.
What materials?
Well, cardboard's out.
And?
No cardboard derivatives.
Like paper?
No paper. No string, no sellotape.
Rubber?
No, rubber's out. They've got to have a steering wheel. There's a minimum crew requirement.
What's the minimum crew?
Oh, one, I suppose.
So the allegations that they're just designed to carry as much oil as possible, how are the consequences? I mean, that's ludicrous.
Absolutely ludicrous. These are very, very strong vessels.
So what happened in this case?
Well, the front fell off in this case, by all means, but it's very unusual.
But Senator Collins, why did the front book fall off?
Well, a wave hit it.
A wave hit it?
A wave hit the ship.
Is that unusual?
Oh, yeah. At sea. Chance in a million.
So what do you do to protect the environment in
cases
like this?
Well, the ship was towed outside the environment.
Into another environment?
No. It's been towed beyond the environment. It's not in the environment.
I'm so confused right now.
No, it's beyond the environment. It's not in an environment. It's been towed beyond the environment.
Well, what's out there?
Nothing's out there.
Well, there must be something out there.
There is nothing out there. All there is sea and birds and fish.
And?
And 20,000 tonnes of crude oil.
And what else?
And a fire.
And anything else?
And the part of the ship that the front fell off. But there's nothing else out there.
Senator Collins, thanks for joining us.
Complete void.
Yeah. We're out of time.
The environment's perfectly safe. We're out of time?
Yeah.
Can you book me a cab?
I think it was about a real event. It was about a real ship that had an oil spill. And I don't know if the front fell off. I think that's a loose term. More than just a front fell off. A loose term. Yeah, a wave hit it.
The front fell off.
And they're making fun of the fact that maybe this ship should have been built a little bit safer. Not that it was an engineer's fault. It was probably someone else who fucked
it. Yeah, because the front fell off.
The front fell off. It's very rigorous maritime engineering standards.
I like that. That was funny.
That's good. That's the YouTube video of the week. We'll post it on the Twitter page later. And our Twitter handles. You can follow us at
Selena ML
and at Ryan Vink10. And
we'll advertise you guys.
We probably won't follow back because we're pretty popular.
At Noah Dane and at JLiberty13. Yeah.
Yep. He's the one with the egg picture.
No, I. Oh, no, it's.
Oh, sorry. Paul McLean's his picture now. The great Paul McLean.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on to the next next
moving
topic.
Moving on.
I want to talk about the Molson Canadian passport fridge.
Ooh, go for it.
Which is pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen the video for this. I'll post a link on the Twitter page. There's be a lot of Twitter action this week. But we went to London, and we went to a bar, and there's this fridge. I don't know if you've seen the Molson Canadian commercial, but you can use your passport to open the fridge and get free beer.
Yeah, the guy in the commercial just looks like a hero. Like, oh.
Yeah, wouldn't you be a hero, though,
yeah.
If you were, like, just came to this country and was giving away free beer, especially in, like, England?
Yeah, I love that commercial.
It's pretty awesome. Super Canadian commercial. Canadian passport opens it, and then everybody's drinking free Molson Canadian. Like, they have the best commercials for Canada-wise. But anyways, we get to this bar in London, and there's probably, like, 200-300 people in the bar. Only 7 people have passports. So we're like, they tell us, like, wait, we'll open the thing, and one person's passport's going to open. Whoever's passport opens this, you get all the beer. Whoever's passport gets all the beer. I thought it was, like, if you get a passport and you open it, you get one beer or something like that. That'd be cool. But if your passport opened it, you got all the beer. So right away, I was like, if my passport opens this, I am giving away all the beer to everybody in this bar. And it's going to be, like, the most instant party. It's going to be awesome. Everyone's just going to be drunk and loving me, and it's going to be, like, a story forever. Like, we wait there 3 hours for the bar to do it. Finally time to do it. I'm ready to use my passport. Doesn't work. The machine's broken. 2 machines in the entire world they have. One in London, England at the time. The other one in London, Ontario. One of your machines breaks. How does that happen?
That's upsetting.
You know why? Because mechanical engineers are dumb.
Wow, I'm about to walk out of the pod right now. I'm going to walk out and not participating in this podcast anymore. That was bull oni.
Well, maybe you should. They're like, do we have any engineers in the bar? And I was like,
of course, but I can't fix it because I'm civil.
No, it's because we didn't learn anything practical. I could derive you a differential equation. No, I couldn't. I did all. I could start deriving a differential equation. I could tell you that it might be a homogeneous one, but I'm probably wrong because I did awful in that class.
With an inconsistent solution. Was that a thing? I don't know.
I could tell you to use Laplace. Laplace transformation.
Yeah, let's not talk about Laplace.
Nobody wants to use Laplace. Okay, should we move on?
Oh my gosh, my mom.
Your mom.
My mom is so funny. Okay.
She is a great texter.
Yep, she texts the funniest things ever.
I'm going to get my phone. I'm going to read an actual text.
I don't know where my phone is.
From Selena's mother.
I just had it from me.
The funniest thing about Selena's mom is she does not delete anything when she texts it wrong. She just corrects herself in the text. Like, O-N-G. Oh, I meant to say O-M-G.
Yeah. We're going to go sit in the front Ryu. I mean, row.
That's what it says right here. Is World War Z, front Ryu. I mean, row. I found your twin. You appeared in my face in the staff room in People magazine. You look like Spider-Man. Move over, Liam. See you soon.
Yep. She does that to me, too. On multiple occasions. Will not delete. Will only backspace. No. Wow. She won't delete. She'll just go back and say, oh, I mean this. Then she consistently concludes every single text with about 25 to 50 smileys and hearts. Only
emojis.
Because she's excited that she knows how to use them. That is the only reason why. Yeah.
How many people does she text?
Me, my sister, my dad, I don't know. She texted her friend from Wallaceburg the other day because she was bored at the dentist. She never talks to them.
She's got good chirps. She's got good chirps, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's another text. Are you kidding me, Selena Gomez, as if the Swift kid wasn't bad enough?
Really?
Whoa, Noah's real upset about that. This is Lazar.
I'm trying to find
Noah is revved.
So I can
because we're going to see Selena Gomez in October.
That's embarrassing. That's pretty embarrassing, but it's exciting.
Yeah, we're pretty excited for it. If you're ready, come and get it.
Yeah. Also, what did she do?
The birthday thing she sent me for my birthday.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Okay. Well, she sent me some scissors because she thinks I need a haircut. Some coconut milk because she thinks it's weird that we drink milk, even though only the Lazarins don't drink milk. So really, they're the weirdos. Drink some goddamn milk.
Yeah. Whatever.
You're gonna get osteoporosis.
Whatever.
Hashtag osteoporosis.
She calls Twitter twatter, and she thinks that when you tweet, you're twatting.
Do we have to bleep twatter?
That's what my mom says. This is what my mother uses. She says, are you twatting on Twitter today?
It's okay. My
and
mom.
But then she doesn't even know what that word means.
My
though.
Mom. She,
like, she doesn't know what it means.
She thought it was Twitter. She's like, I want to like you on Twitter.
That's better than twatter, Ryan. Let's be honest. That's way better than twatter.
That's pretty bad, too. You know what else was bad? Last night, we were playing the 5-second rule game. Here's the premise of this game. You get a card, and it'll say, name three of something. And you have 5 seconds to name those three things. Selena's card that she got was, name three professional basketball teams. To which she said, two actual teams. I don't remember which two. It doesn't matter.
I said the Pacers and the Spurs.
She said the Pacers and the Spurs. And then she's like, Pacers, Spurs, 69ers. 69ers. Whoa. No. That'd be a good team to watch. Giordano's right. The 49ers are a football team, and the 76ers are a baseball team. 76ers are a basketball team, and the 69ers are apparently Selena's preferential sexual position.
Let me rebuttal with this. During this game also, Ryan had a card that was holiday traditions.
Yeah, it's true.
The part of this answer that really got me was how quickly he came up with the answer.
Well,
was
you only
not
have 5 seconds.
A hesitation. What are three holiday traditions? Sex, masturbating, cleaning.
In that order.
And, you know, we gave him the card because there's nothing to say that
you can't prove what my holiday traditions are.
Yeah.
For all you know, that's what I do at my holiday traditions.
It's pretty funny.
I thought on the spot. Noah, why do I do that? Why is it those three in that order?
Because, Ryan, you have sex. Or you go for it, right? And then sometimes it doesn't work out. So you got to finish it off by yourself. You go in the corner, and then you clean up afterwards.
That's just respectful. I mean,
now,
you don't
leave
it.
While we're kind of on this subject, do you want to explain what came up on Noah's laptop?
Oh! Yes, here we go.
Wait, one second.
Wait,
first, let's explain.
Can we clear if it's okay? Hundreds of thousands of single people will
be watching
this.
I just want to give a little bit of background information, as in me... Noah and Giordano came to Woodstock to celebrate Ryan's birthday, which was on Friday.
It is now Sunday,
and we are leaving. Probably we're going to play Catan, and then we're going to leave. Yeah. So this happened last night.
We've pretty much lived in this basement for 2 days.
Yeah, it's a really big mess.
It smells. There's a little bit of an odor.
Yeah, because we played the dance game.
A little bit of an odor
because
we played Just Dance from approximately 1:30 to 4:30 a.m. last night.
Anyway, and we found porn on Noah's laptop.
Whoa! We'll give the background. Noah has two types of women.
Noah likes cougars.
He likes mothers and
he likes milfs.
Maroon-haired, redheaded women.
Yeah,
milfs especially.
So
you just went for it, though, Selena. I was gonna ask, can we tell this story on the air first?
Sorry.
What if his mom listens to the podcast?
Noah, we can take that part out of the podcast.
When she's not making Noah dinner, she might be listening to our podcast. Has she been doing better recently? No, Noah still has not had dinner.
Nope.
Basically, Noah's mom gave up after his brother and sister. She's just like, I'm done. I don't care about this child anymore. Okay, anyways. Why were we going on my laptop.
Yep.
We wanted to watch the league. I wanted to put on Night at the Roxbury just so we had some background music. So I'm thinking I'm going to start it. So I go to open it. He's like, no, you can't open it in QuickTime. My QuickTime doesn't open AVI. So he tells me to use this. We have to use this other thing to open it in. So I open it in some other program. I'm expecting to hear like, dan, 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 dan. You know what I hear instead? I hear, and then I'm like, I'm so worried because this is hooked up through my hard drive. And I'm like, did someone put porn on my hard drive? Like, I didn't watch this video. How did this get here? I'm like, oh my God, they probably think this is my video now. Like,
so then Ryan,
I don't want them thinking that. I watched Mom, what's it called, Noah? Mom's Bang Teens 2 is the name of the video. Mom's Volume 2. Just in case you're wondering how long it is approximately.
3 hours.
It's just over 3 hours. Noah's Giordano's confirming right now that he's about 2 hours 45 minutes in stamina. He goes through. Yeah, he's got to block it off in 3 hour times to masturbate. So we're looking at this, and Celine and I are looking at this, and we're like, what the hell is this? Like, this is not Night at the Roxbury. I haven't seen it in a while, but I don't think this is it. I don't think it was 3 hours. So we're skipping through it a little bit, and Selena's like, I've seen this before. Like, I don't want to rewatch it. I've already seen this. Like, I know what, I've seen the money shot. I can't go back. So at first, Noah's like, what is this? I don't know what this is. Like, oh, like, Ryan, is that on your hard drive? And I'm like, no. No, it's not on my hard drive, Noah. Finally, he gives in. He's like, yeah, that's...
Just let me find it for you
and show you where it is. That's Mom's Bang Teens 2. When were you watching that last? It must have been a while ago, eh? Well, you don't want to rewatch because you know what happens. 3 days ago. 3 days ago. Rough day at work, yeah, no kidding. Who knows what else is that laptop? Maybe we'll have to have a segment. What can we find on Noah's laptop? Noah's most recent pornographic watch. You can suggest. Give suggestions for the viewers. What would you rate? How many penises out of 5 would you rate Mom's Bang Teens 2?
Out of 5.
He gives it 4 penises out of 5.
That's okay.
That's, you know, it's pretty good. He would have liked to have the scenes more in-depth. A stronger, well, I don't want any plot line, really. I just cut to the business, and let's do this. No one wants them back. Well, is that why you need, like, 2 hours of background story to get Rev torqued up, to get fully torqued? He needs to know their background. Okay. Anyways, that was... It was interesting for you, Selena.
Do you want to talk about when I raped you yesterday?
Yeah, Selena did rape me. Selena, I don't know, maybe it was because you watched the pornographic video and you got in the mood. But I was standing there. I was standing there just minding my own business. Then Selena, yeah, go ahead. You can have one. Selena comes up in front of me, shoves her butt right in my genitals, and then bends over. Bends over.
And then happened.
She's just, I think she whispered, let's do this.
No, I didn't.
Noah heard, he can confirm.
Now this is where I get time to explain what happened, okay? This is what really happened.
Okay. Her pants were half off.
Shut up. We were playing this dancing game, and next up, I was like, oh yeah, it's me and Noah. Me and Noah's turn to do the next dance. So I walk over to the spot, and I just... I wrongfully assumed that Ryan would go sit on the couch.
We had a rotation. I would play Noah, then I would play Selena, then Selena would play Noah.
Yeah.
So I'm okay for now.
Okay. Anyways. So
it was the same rotation. It was Noah leaving, not me. Yeah.
So then I went to the game box. I thought it was going to be me against Noah, and then... Apparently Ryan didn't move and he was still there, and then I
it was still my
slightly
turn.
Slightly bent forward.
Slightly. It was like
hey,
an 86
no interrupting.
Degree bend.
I slightly bent forward to put my hands on my knees to get ready. Ooh, to get ready to get for the ready. Dance.
Yeah, to get ready for
this
what?
This is what happened. This is the truth.
Slightly bent over. Giordano confirms she was right
Jersey
all the way
Turnpike.
Over. She was Jersey Turnpike.
It was not the Jersey Turnpike. It was not.
It was.
Okay. That was an accident.
Yeah, and I think on her phone, she had, like, she started playing music on her phone.
No,
and if I recall, it went
false,
like...
False, bow, false, bow, bow, bow. Okay, well, you know what? So then I will mention that on Friday night, I got double raped. So there you go.
Double raped.
I got double raped.
If anyone
sitting
got
on my
raped,
bed,
it would be the person who was in the middle of this rape.
No, what? No.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on my bed in, like, in the fetal position trying to... You know, protect myself.
No, she was starfishing.
Ryan comes, jumps on me, starts raping me, and then Noah came and jumped on top of Ryan, and then it was a double rape.
Noah threw me on top of Selena and then jumped on top of me. So we were both raped. I was raped more. You twisted my nipples while we were in there.
You are delusional. You're mental.
Absolutely mental.
You're crazy. So basically, what it comes down to,
yeah, we didn't know. I didn't know that Noah had porn on his laptop. So I like, you were the best.
What it comes down to is that we had a very interesting weekend. Okay,
yeah,
that's all you need to know. We played Tolf.
Pretty intense.
Urban Tolf. I sucked at it.
We should mention Urban Tolf. You want a game of the week? Go home. You get a tennis racket and some tennis balls, and you just pick a tree or a pole down the street. And you get one shot with three tennis balls each, and whoever can get it closest...
Do not miss your chance to blow. Is that what it says in Lose Yourself? Yeah. I'm just
whoa, I don't think we're talking about losing yourself. I think we're talking about your life motto here.
Is that what it says?
Selena's life motto, do not miss your chance to blow. Selena says, oh, damn, I got a bleep. Oh.
Let's move on.
Anyways,
let's move on to that. Let's
you play Urban Tolf in the middle of the street. You take the dangerousness of hitting a car. You got it. It happens sometimes. Yeah, unless there's a dick old man who comes out and watches you and doesn't let you do anything. And, what, is the podcast not going? No, yeah, we're still going.
We're golden. We're golden.
This is already way less technical difficulties than last week.
What time?
But you missed the hour we took to set up.
How long have we been
going for? We're still good.
How many minutes?
37.
Wow, we got to go.
We're good.
Really.
No, we got 23 minutes left. We're good. We're not on the clock. We're not on the clock. We're through most of the heavy topics.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on. What's the next topic?
You know what? I think I want to do my TV show.
You want to do your TV show? Here's the pick laptop. I'll turn away so I can't see it.
Okay.
We're going to do our weekly TV theme. Excuse me. TV theme of the week.
Hey, how do I do this? Do I click this, Noah?
You click on wherever you want.
And
we're going to guess
it
and we're going to play it.
Ready?
And we're going to see if I can guess it. Last week, I did not get her Goosebumps, and she did get Radio Free Roscoe.
Go, bitch. Get it again.
I have no idea.
Doug.
I was thinking Doug.
Doug.
I was thinking Doug, and I didn't say it. I don't know why I didn't say it.
Dougie.
Idiot.
My name is Dougie.
It's okay. We're going to see who picked a better TV theme. Since we have judges here, we'll see whose TV theme is better.
It's not who's better. It's your preference of show.
No,
that's what it comes
better
down
TV
to.
Theme.
Oh, no. Don't spill.
Because I pick ones that I think are good, whether you get it or not.
Okay, go. I'm ready.
Okay, hold on. I'm
minus. Not looking.
Closing and opening my TV.
I'm not looking.
You're gonna know it. I know you're gonna know it because it's the best TV theme ever. If you don't get 10 seconds,
hey,
you
before,
absolutely suck.
I just want to mention we had our TV show themes picked out before, but we both picked Even Stevens.
Yeah, because it's awesome. We should, we'll add it in there. We'll play it anyways. Even seems awesome. Before Shia LaBeouf got crazy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's my TV theme of the week.
Or chug a freeze, like they always sound so good. Hey, Noah's Carver, obviously.
Yeah, you'd probably be a Carver. You could be Carver. You're Giordano is Tish.
Tish Katsoprakis. Not famous for a day.
Just for our listeners, as a fun fact, that's Wayne Brady who wrote and sings that song. And Whose Line Is It Anyway is back. And it's good. Yeah, it was Wayne Brady, I swear to God. Wayne Brady.
Oh, I just randomly thought of this. I just want to quickly give a shout out to winning the Stanley Cup. Also,
I just closed okay. Up gay on my thing, too.
Okay.
Yeah, just beat this whole part out.
You know what?
I'll just beep.
I quit. I quit the podcast.
Beep
I quit.
The whole thing. Go, yeah. Noah says go, leaves go. Come on, grab your mic. She threw her mic away. She'd be a bad sport.
This podcast is all about opinions, and if you can't respect my opinion, then I would like to quit the podcast. Thank you very much. Wow. Congratulations. You're what's right. So bad? Am I gloating? Opinion. Am I gloating? I said congratulations. On winning the Stanley Cup in 2013.
Noah says he respects your opinion, okay. He just doesn't like it at all.
Noah, you came to Chicago with me when we went to the parade, okay? Also,
this actually might be a good time since we're talking to Noah. Let's introduce Noah's terrible childhood.
Wait, one more thing. I met the Jonas Brothers and I saw One Direction and Justin Bieber in 1 month. Okay, let's go.
You don't want to elaborate on that at all?
Well, yeah, because I don't want to. You guys don't want to hear about it, so it's fine.
Well, do the listeners want to hear about it?
No, it would take me more than 15 minutes, so.
Okay, it's probably a good call then. To our first ever friend of the show, Noah Brister. Good to have you.
It's good to be here.
Woo! We should insert claps. In the golf claps.
Yeah, okay, I'll. All
right, good.
Okay, Noah's here for a possibly reoccurring bit because he's got lots of these. We're going to call it Noah's terrible childhood. So we're going to call it.
You okay there, bud?
I am. I'm you okay there, bud? Gone for a dart. Anyways, here's Noah.
Okay. Does it matter which story I start with?
Okay, one story.
One story? Okay. I'm going to go with my favorite of all time, the one I like telling now. It's after I only like telling it like after a year after it happened, but it's the one happened grade 11 with a girl named Lauren. I'll give you a little backstory.
You can leave her name if you want.
No, it's fine. It's Lauren. I remember on graduation day, I wrote on her shirts. Okay, Anyways, okay. Started a little bit of backstory is when grade 11, me and some friends hung out at a girl named Alyssa's house. Alyssa, name, bad story to begin with, right? Okay, so we went to her house. And
can talk still?
There. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And she had drinks, and I was drinking. I was not drinking at that point in my life. So I didn't drink, but I was seeing this girl, Lauren, and she was pretty wasted. So
was she white girl wasted?
Yes.
WGW?
Pardon me?
WGW.
WGW, exactly, yep. Okay. So we're having a good time. We're all just hanging out, drinking. We went to the park, went for a bike ride, right? And I'm riding my bike, and we're about to part ways. It's around like 2, 3 a.m., right? So they're about to go back into Alyssa's house, and me and my friends, other friends, Matt and Josh and Brett, we're about to go back to Josh's house, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting on my bike, and Lauren decides to sit between the handlebars and my seat, right?
Aww.
Right, okay. And
your butt's right in your face.
Exactly, right? Okay. And we started kissing a bit, right? And then as it conveniently, there's a streetlight right above us, so I could see her face perfectly. When she pulled away, there happened to be blood all over her nose and mouth area. And I quickly saw it, and I was really repulsed in the way that I didn't know how to react. So I kind of just went, I told her, I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I was like,
okay, that's cool.
I said, oh, guys, I think I have a bloody nose. And then everyone's like, oh, really? And then Lauren said, is that what I'm tasting?
Oh, my God.
Like, I think I have a bloody face.
That's when I booked it away. I rode my bike away from everyone else.
Noah's terrible childhood.
To me, the best part of that story is the fact that you literally just ran away after it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
It literally, like, reminds me of that, remember on Superbad? When what was his name, Evan, when they get stopped by the cops, and then he literally just bolts it away.
Yeah, because the cop's Bill Hader.
That's what I picture.
Oh my god, he's the fast kid alive. Oh my god,
like that's honestly what I picture when I hear it. Like just.
I can see Noah doing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's.
I want some.
I have a feeling this is gonna be the most popular segment on the pod. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll have him back, friend of the show.
Yeah, buddy.
And great. It's great to be here. Politics or Dibs draft? Do we still want to do the politics? We got pretty real with the George Zimmerman thing, so we'll save it if we have time at the end. We have another 15 minutes before an hour. Dibs draft. So, this year we got pretty big into fantasy hockey and fantasy sports in general. So
I won.
No, she didn't. It's a lie.
Yeah, I did. The Sarker was right there in front of me.
What? I don't know. Oh, we did talk about the Sarker last week. The Sarker is on hand for this. We didn't tweet at Phil, though.
Oh, we should.
We should have tweeted at Phil and invited him to the show. Phil right. Pritchard. Anyways, so Noah, Giordano, and I decided to have a Dibs draft. Yeah. And I don't know, what do you want to talk? Should we say some of the high picks? Giordano's bringing up the list right now. Actually, it's funny that Giordano had some of the more questionable picks in the draft.
For me, the biggest mistake of the draft, Giordano was first overall pick.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Giordano was first overall.
Giordano's first overall
pick. I got first overall pick, so I went first, then Noah, then Giordano, yeah. Then it goes back to me for the next round.
Obviously, Taylor Swift, then Selena Gomez.
Boom.
And then Giordano doesn't really have, like, a number one go-to girl, right? So
It's Phil Kessel.
Yeah. But you didn't want to, you know.
I know. Who Noah ended up drafting in the eighth round, I think.
Basically, Giordano's brother was, you know, trying to influence him, which was a mistake. But he picked.
No, Dante wanted you to pick Sandra Bullock with the first pick.
Yeah, he picked Jennifer Lawrence, which is a really good pick.
She is gorgeous.
With the one glaringly obvious mistake with his decision is that he didn't pick Emma Watson, which was a clear-cut
She
third
fell right
pick.
Into my lap, and I was like,
and now
yes.
Ryan gets arguably his top two. I would say that's
not even arguably. It's 100%. They're way above everybody else.
Ryan gets his top two. You got who was your other one?
And then, Noah picked Rachel McAdams with his second
and
pick.
And Jay got Jennifer Lawrence, who, I don't know,
who
for
was your
me,
second pick?
I would say she's like, I don't know.
You got Kate Upton in the second round. Upton was a good pick.
I think Jennifer Lawrence was a little bit too early. I would have picked Cher Lloyd in this draft.
What Selena's saying is Giordano could have trade raped me so hard.
Okay, let's get straight here for a second, okay? When I was making my pick, which was the third overall pick in the draft, these two guys are like, oh, you should pick Jennifer Lawrence. I'm going to get him next. So I'm like, well, I can't just leave it. What?
Well, see, that's smart of us.
That was classic Giordano impressions, by the way. So here you go.
So I'm like, well, I can't leave her now because if I leave her, boom, there she goes. And
Emma Watson got picked, I was taking Jennifer Lawrence
for
her.
Obviously, yeah. So I'm like, you know what? At least Jennifer Lawrence, if I pick her, I have her. I probably won't make too many trades anyways. I pick girls I like. And I didn't really have a list yet. I didn't have a game plan. So I think it worked out the way I had it.
If you had taken Emma Watson, you would have traded Jennifer Watson somebody else.
I would have, yeah, if he had taken Emma Watson, I would have traded Jennifer Lawrence. I would have tried Jennifer Lawrence for Emma, but if you pushed me, I would have given up more.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, and also, though, I also got the inspiration to the podcast. I have Jay and Dan.
He did. He got the complete set.
So I think that those are pretty good draft picks right there.
They were good. He has so, dibs, so anytime we want to watch, like, the rule for the dibs is anytime we want to watch or enjoy anything with anybody else's dibs, you must ask permission first, or you pay them a dollar.
Yep. So Jay and Dan, I think, are if they start their podcast again. I don't know if they have been.
Yeah, they
do.
They haven't done one from the States yet, but I have to ask permission from Toronto before I listen to it.
So I'll be raking in cash.
You're going to say no?
What?
You're going to say no?
I don't know.
He's not being very pro at all.
No.
We couldn't listen to Demi Lovato either?
You can listen to Demi. No, wow. Just that when you're... No, just that you guys... Like,
you said no to listening to Demi Lovato?
I did not.
Game.
I said jokingly no.
Joking? We'll see how this develops.
No. It was because Selena had said... Oh, let's play Demi Lovato. And I look at Noah. I'm like, Noah, do you sure you want to listen to Demi Lovato? He's like,
said Noah's not allowed to listen to this.
Oh my God.
Oh, so Noah had to cut his ears off since he wasn't allowed to listen to it.
I had some earplugs inside the car. He so could
play the record. I did play the entire Selena Gomez album, Forgerdono.
Yeah,
right,
that
there
is true.
Right?
Yeah. Did you enjoy?
I had my headphones
to that
in the whole time.
Did you enjoy listening to that album, Giordano? Did you like it? Hold the mic to your face.
We were talking during it, which means I wasn't really listening to it that much, nor did I really.
So he's disrespecting your dibs.
I'm offering and putting it down.
Noah was bro.
But now,
he did give me Selena Gomez CD
now, though,
that I had to listen to later today.
But if I said I did like it, though, then you guys would have been like, oh, disrespecting the draft.
I don't know. Either way, dibs draft. It's been good in general because now everything is cleared up. We know who has who. Selena might be entering as a franchise in the next
I don't think that what you're planning on doing is good, though, because you're thinking to do a draft with men and women in the same draft.
Well, men are already in this draft.
Not fair for you guys. It's not fair for you guys is what I'm saying.
Why?
It's because you guys are all going to take all the girls that you love, which leaves me. I have so many guys that I would pick, and no one would want to pick them. So
that's fine.
That's why it's not fair.
That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my team, and I will never trade. I'll be really happy with my team. I'm the only girl in the draft.
No, you got my text regarding this, right?
Okay. What was it?
Don't worry about it.
Moving
on to the next draft.
Hey, remember when you made me participate in a sandwich making contest?
Oh, Ray, we should talk about that. You lost. So
I lost,
I feel
but
like
I was more fun.
You should have to trade your vagina in.
Mine was more fun. My sandwich was so much fun.
Talk
kay?
About. We put Selena versus
there's no way.
Katie Biddy, my friend Alex's girlfriend, who I had just met the other night, in a sandwich making competition versus the two.
Okay. Did you think that I would take it seriously, though?
I was
honest,
hoping.
Did
was
you
hoping
think
you
I was going to take it seriously?
Katie took it seriously.
I know she did. Did you? Do you think I would?
I don't. It was 50-50. I thought it'd be funny. I thought you would. I thought you would.
I did. I had fun.
Yeah, you put like a crap ton of hot sauce and mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup on a croissant and made and pickle juice and made Brennan, the nicest person you'll ever meet, eat it.
Yeah, but it was funny.
He had butt surgery.
I had fun with it.
We'll have Brennan on the pod to talk about the butt surgery at a later date. He'll be a future guest. Point being, sandwich maker Lazarin lost the sandwich making competition.
But it was a memorable sandwich. Let's be honest.
To sew back up your butt. we're at 53 minutes, so we could talk about politics.
Do you want to do would you rather? I don't have a question.
You don't have a would you rather question.
No.
Well, Selena dropped the ball on this one. I gave you one job.
I got a video.
I said a would you rather. You can't come up with a would you rather question?
Would you rather...
Consult the executive producers.
Would you rather drink a jar of ketchup or lick peanut butter off a hobo's foot?
Wow, you didn't even make up that one. You took that one from Zoe 101. Yeah, I know. I watched Zoe 101. Come up with your own. I'm not answering that.
Would you rather drink a jar of mustard?
You can't just change ketchup to mustard. That's not okay.
Would you rather?
I came up with a legit question last week. It was.
I've heard that one. That was not original, Ryan. 100
horses or one.
Ryan, that was not original. I've heard
that.
That
was a good
before,
one,
by the way. But it was a good one. I did hear it before, but that was a good one.
You listen to the first pod, you'll see.
Would you rather? Have. I don't know.
Hey, Noah, we are still looking for a sponsor on the podcast. Can we say that we're sponsored by the Conservative Party?
No.
Noah,
that'll kill me.
Noah says no.
Ow! Oh, I'm down.
Let's just recap what just happened. Ryan just broke the chair. It collapsed and he fell on his bum.
This is why we need to be sponsored so we can afford better things in the I was gonna say delivery room, but we're in the recording room. It's gonna be on Instagram.
Is it broken?
Nah. Oh yeah.
Would you rather have no arms or no legs? You could do that one.
Oh,
that was fine,
ooh.
Right?
Ooh, why? Because you couldn't masturbate? Is that why? Is that it?
But.
Okay, so Noah would obviously pick no legs so he can use his arms naughtily. For cleaning up during the holiday. So he can complete his holiday tradition still. Okay, Selena, when you say no legs, do I still have genitals?
Yes.
Probably no legs then. I could get bionic legs.
No, you can't.
I could be like the Blade Runner.
You can't. You're not allowed.
Noah just said I have to rock it Lieutenant Dan style. Forrest Gump reference. I'd still give up. I still take no legs then, because I could write and stuff and use my arms, and people could throw me around like a potato, or like the guy in Arrested Development, Uncle Jack, for people who know that reference.
I think if you pick no legs, you're kind of like an orangutan, just because they have like really short legs and they always use their lanky arms.
I don't know, you're kind of like a koala.
It's kind of cool.
I'm okay, by the way, from my chair that collapsed. I'm not hurt. Thanks for everyone for asking if I'm okay. I appreciate it. As Alex would say, hey man, I'm good.
That was a weak question, but you know, I was on the spot.
Yeah, well, you know what? Know. You're a weak person, so. Three. Well, we don't have a set time. We could end whenever we want, actually. But the producers are telling us to wrap it up, so.
I want to play Catan.
We're going to wrap this up so we can go play Catan then.
Yeah.
And I can beat them again.
Did we cover everything?
Noah says he's not coming in fourth, but that depends on how
I came
much
in second
because
I cheated.
Because he's a big sheep master. He fucking loves sheep. Ah, I got to bleep another one.
I only had to bleep like five because of my rant.
You have to bleep more than me again.
Just because of my rant.
Yeah.
You went like crazy. In my defense, I could just go beep for like 5 seconds because they were all set up.
You gotta do it individually. It doesn't sound as funny otherwise.
Yeah.
For the kids. For the kids.
Oh, for the kid. I have to for the kids.
For the kids.
So let's invite Phil Pritchard on the show next time.
Yeah,
next
and
week.
Hopefully maybe we'll have Megan and have a serious talk about the bees.
With the bees. Okay.
Friends of the show. We got our first friends of the show this week.
Thanks Noah and Jay.
Thanks to Noah for coming on and telling us his terrible childhood story. And Giordano for quick-witted remarks and arguing with Selena about Zimmerman.
Yeah. Well, trying to.
I foresee Giordano and Selena being adversaries in Catan once again.
Let's do it.
All right, thanks for listening.
Me and Jay had an intense rivalry this weekend. I don't know why.
Remember, at SelenaML, at RyanVink10, there is no at for a Twitter thing yet. I will make it, and you can check on our Facebooks.
So you're actually, but are you guys actually making that Twitter for things
I will
say?
Make, yeah, I'm going to make a Stuff Selena Says Twitter and a podcast Twitter. But I'm going to have to hide this podcast from the people who I can't let Americans listen to this.
Because I rip on them pretty hard.
Yeah, we've went pretty hard on Americans.
Like, So I pretty much made it known that I hate all Americans.
I'll have to hide these from my American friends.
If I were to go back, because I was heated in the moment. If I were to go back, I would say, I hate all Americans who think that Trayvon Martin should get justice. Because he did.
Thanks for clearing that.
And that makes me sound really mean.
It's not that I just, Canada's just significantly better. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
On that.
Poor kid, but Canada rules. Let's go. AO Canada go. Sochi Olympics. 2014.
So we could talk about that. We'll have to debate the Canadian Olympic roster next week.
Right. Let's do it. Patrick Sharp. Hashtag Patrick Sharp for Team Canada. Let's go.
Hashtag Colton Orr for Team Canada.
Okay, yeah, that too. I support.
I'm a big supporter of the George line. George Laroque, George Strombolopoulos, and George St. Pierre.
Yes,
I think that'd be a good line. They could. We know at least two of them can skate. Mm-hmm. All three of them can fight.
Mm-hmm. George Parros.
Yeah, well, I don't want.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a mustache. It's pretty good. Anyways.
Jake Muzzin for Team Canada.
Mark Raycroft for Team Canada.
All right.
Woodstock
signing off.
Boys.
Wait, 1 hour exactly. Woo! Cool.
Boom.
Let's go. Bye.